Mark, I think, or someone has hopefully sent you the digital copy of the student handbook and the course catalog, so you have those. And you all just like opened them and eagerly started reading them and studying them and like have them by your bedside at night or something like that? Probably not. But it's important to know that they're there and they have information. And Erica and I are going to highlight a little bit of that information for you because we think it's really important and you probably didn't read them and study them. So a little bit of that information. So in your folders that you got, you have a bunch of papers that just fall on the floor. Hold on, let me start over. That was supposed to look really cool, by the way, so let me do it again. In your folders, you have a bunch of information, and one of them is your Foundations and Massage syllabus, which, if you pull it out, will tell you the days of the class that you're in, the time the class meets, who your teacher is. It does not tell you the room number. Why? Because that's on your schedule, which is also in your folder. And your schedule looks like this, and it has all of that on it, right? So you're going to look at your syllabus and your schedule and make sure that it has the classes you've signed up for and that you're doing the right thing. And then it'll tell you the room numbers on here. It says building, which is 1515, because that's our address. And then next to that, it says room number, and it has some numbers on it for you. Those are the room numbers. But if you forget where you're supposed to go, outside every classroom, in a little thing here on the wall, which for this classroom it's over there, is a schedule with all the classes on it. And if you locate the name of your class and the time, and look on the list of the time and the name, you'll find your room number also. So if you get lost, that's there too. You also have a map of our floor, so that's there too. So your syllabus has all of your assignments broken down class by class for the entire term, as with every other syllabus that you're going to get next week. So your kinesiology syllabus, your therapeutic relations syllabus. It has all of your assignments, all of your tests, everything that's due. So if you've never been in college before, this is kind of a new experience because this is like, oh, everything's written down. But it's also like everything's written down, which means that when you get this piece of paper, it means that this is your responsibility to then know all of this and follow it. So there's no chance that you could say, I didn't know this was due, because it was on the pieces of paper. So go through this, highlight it, do something to help yourself know when things are due, put it on your calendar, make a calendar for school, whatever helps you to track the things that you're responsible for. And then in the back of the syllabus, it's going to give more details about the course. So it's going to give requirements of the course, everything that you need to do for the course, and a little bit more detail about that. It's going to tell you what's due for each class or each assignment. Now, Erica might have mentioned, she probably mentioned that we've adjusted homework, so we're not doing trades anymore, and you don't need to do the receive portion. Did we then change every single syllabus, homework assignment, and et cetera for 1,000 different assignments to make everything read exactly like that? No, we didn't. So you're going to have to read this and then go, I remember they said that I'm not doing a receive, so I better check with the teacher to clarify what I'm actually supposed to do, right? So just remember that you're probably going to see things in a syllabus or on a homework assignment that say, when you received the massage, please don't panic, you weren't supposed to. Ask your teacher what they want you to write for that, okay? So they're talking about the professional massaging trade that's happening for this class. And you'll get more information on that from your teacher. Professional conduct, grading, what you're graded on. Again, homework is still due, so make sure you turn it in along with your project. It's important to make sure that you pay attention to how much points everything's worth to make sure that you pass the class. Passing is 75%. If something's going on throughout the term and you're like, I don't know if I can do this, I need some help, please check in with me sooner rather than later so that we can talk about it and figure it out. Because of the stay-at-home order and because we're starting on July 20th instead of July 6th, our term goes until October, and then we have about 4 or 5 business days before the next term starts. Usually we have like a week and a half to 2 weeks. So what that means is if you have any unfinished work, if you haven't done a practical quiz, you have like this much time to finish it, so that you can go on to the next class and pass your previous class. which means that there's not enough time for everybody to need to do that. So please keep up with your absences. Make sure you know what you need to do so you know, I missed a practical quiz. I missed enough classes that I owe makeup assignments, and we'll talk about that in a second, okay? So speaking of makeup assignments, attendance. So if you have a class that meets Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right? You can miss six classes, and when you miss the seventh class, you owe a makeup assignment. So there's a cool formula. This meets 3 days a week, and you can miss double the number, so you can miss six without turning in any makeup assignments. But on number seven, you owe a makeup assignment. Do you have to turn in the makeup assignment for the seventh class you missed? No. You can turn in the makeup assignment for the first class you missed, for the fourth class you missed. You can do the makeup assignment that makes the most sense for you to do, that you want to get more practice doing, but you do need to turn one in for the seventh class you missed, right? So classes are scheduled in 3-hour periods. You have to be present for the whole class. If you're more than 15 minutes late, it's counted as a half absence. So if you have a half absence one day and a half absence the next day, that counts as one full absence. So please leave yourself enough time to get here. Bus schedules are running differently. And sometimes there's that cute thing where it says, sorry, full bus, and zooms by you. And you're like, ugh. And if your next bus doesn't come for half an hour, then you don't get to get here. Yeah.
So I got summoned for jury duty
right.
in September. So
perfect.
That scenario, what happens?
Right. Then you miss class if that's the day it is. And then you will get the makeup assignment, and you want to just go through it, do it, review the questions, but it's only one absence, so you don't need to turn it in, and then you'll be right on track. Please don't come back after 3 absences and say to your teacher, can you just catch me up on what I missed while I was out? No. That was like 9 hours. There's no way they can go through that in 5 minutes, like quickly with you before doing the whole class that's planned for that day. So if you're going to be out for a long time because you have a health issue and you need to stay away for a certain amount of time, please let Mark or me know so we can email your makeup assignments to you and you can be working on them during the time that you would have been in class, okay? Because we want you to keep up and we want you to feel like you're on track with your education and not getting behind, okay? So for kinesiology, it means 2 days a week, times 2 allowed things means you can have 4 absences. And then therapeutic relationships meets once a week, means you can have 2 absences before any makeup assignments are due. I go through this because it's kind of confusing, and probably it's still confusing. So don't worry. If you're confused, do I have to turn this in? Just stop by and ask Mark or me, and we'll go over it with you again. We just wanted to let you know that just because you miss one, you don't have to turn them in. There is a charge for turning them in. It's $25. So if you miss because you cannot be here, because you have jury duty, because you had a car accident, because you had a flat tire, because you're staying home because you're sick, those are all allowable. You need to fill out an appeal for fee waiver form with Mark or me. It's a yellow piece of paper you'll fill out, you'll explain what's going on, and then you'll turn it in, and there won't be a fee if you turn in that day's makeup assignment. But it's not transferable, so it's class number 4. On this day, you were gone because of this reason, the fee for that is waived. So remember which ones you've gotten waived, because at the end when you're trying to figure out, oh, I'll turn in number 5 and number 7, but your fee waiver was for number 4. So just remember that you want to keep track of all those things for yourself. Sorry, I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything. If people have a real pattern of missing, if you miss over 25% of your class, I'll be calling and wanting to meet with you to talk about that. Because what we know is that not being here means you're not learning, and it's a lot to make up. And if you start falling behind, we want to try to address the reason and support you to figure out a way to be here so that you can be doing it. And if it's because of illness, of course, we have to work around that. So we'll definitely work with you. Like I said, so if you go out this door and around the corner, then there are some wire baskets with mail, with some manila folders in them, hanging file folders, and there's one with your name on it somewhere over there. And that's where we'll put any correspondence, makeup assignments, other things that maybe you've missed or things that are coming to you. So check that once in a while, regularly, at least once a week, but maybe even every time you're here, and see if there's any papers in it. Try just to kind of like find yours and like open yours and touch yours. Try not to like be like, and grab your papers out. If there's a cancellation of school because of a weather problem, which we probably won't have now, but in the winter sometimes we have ice, or if there's a teacher that's out and your class is going to be canceled, we do call you directly if your class is canceled. What really stinks though is if you have an 8 a.m. class, we really try to like hear from that teacher and we start making those calls as soon as possible. But for people who live farther away, it might like catch you on your way here. So make sure your phone's on. And then in the case of a weather thing where you open your door and you're like, I'm not going out there, please don't go out there regardless, but check the website and call the school. We do record a message and the website has a banner. If your 8 a.m. class is canceled, don't please assume that then all of your days are canceled and start making popcorn and watching movies. Because just because the 8 a.m. class is canceled, sometimes the ice can melt enough for us to do the 11:30 class. And because we've had to kind of compress the term because we're starting a little bit later because of the stay-at-home order and because being able to open the school, we don't have as many makeup days as we used to, so we're going to need to make sure to use all the class time we can, which means if we can be here at 11:30, if the ice can melt, we're going to be here. So really check the website, call the school if you're curious, check the messages. Don't assume that things are closed. So Erica talked a lot about homework in her part of things. I'm not going to talk a lot about it. It is an opportunity to prepare for class, to practice things. And we really sat with, is this important for us to continue to have homework in this program? Is this an essential feature of the program? Is it helping people? And we really believe that it is. We believe it's important, or we wouldn't be asking people to do it. So please do it. Try to do it on time as best as you can. And then communicate with your instructor. If you do have a late assignment, that's at the discretion of the instructor. Remember that the Oregon Board of Massage Therapy, which is our licensing regulating agency, does not allow any advertising if you don't have a license, and you cannot accept any money for massage. So you can't put an ad on your general Facebook page that says, hey, I'm doing massage now, anybody want a free massage, right? Because that's considered advertising. You can send messages specifically to directly to people. So, you know, if you need a partner, and you've decided that you don't want to use the practice room, you're going to do it at your home with someone in your family that is coming to your home all the time, you can text your sister and say, come get a massage for me, right? That's different than putting an ad up on general Facebook. So make sure you're careful about what you're doing. Make sure it couldn't in any way be considered advertising. And then you can't accept any money, which also means you can't trade. So I have a license. I'm a licensed massage therapist. If I work with you and give you a massage and you give me one, that's a trade. But my massage, because of my license, has a value. And because you're a student without a license, that we cannot confer a value to that massage. But because we traded, that meant that the massage had a value. Does that make sense? So we cannot trade with a licensed person. So in foundations, yes, you're asked to do a professional trade, but you're massaging the massage therapist and then you're paying them for the massage they're giving you. And they're being willing to discount their rate to receive your massage, but it's not a trade. So that's the designation there. You also can't accept tips because that's a payment, even though it's a low one, it's a payment. But you can accept cookies or back rubs, okay? So, you know, just remember that people, even sometimes in clinic, you know, they're like, oh, honey, here you go. Thank you. That was wonderful. And you have to be like, thank you so much. I can't accept that, right? And the teachers, we give those to the teachers, and the teachers try to get them back to the person or give the person a credit. So it's really important to be careful with those things. When you're doing homework, you have a chance to practice professionalism. So if you're working with someone in your family, it's a chance to try to think, like, how would I set up my massage practice in my home? How would I want the music to be? How do I want the lighting to be? How do I want to conduct myself, right? And practice those things and try them out. I found out that I cannot have any music running that has water sounds in it because it makes me have to pee, right? And I learned that when I was doing homework and I was like, this is terrible, I gotta turn this off, right? So it's better to learn that now and figure out like, what kind of music do you like to play? Do you like the same music over and over? Every time you do homework, you play the same thing and pretty soon you're like, here we go again. So try things out as you would as a professional, but try to avoid it being a social time and just like a chattering time, because you're not then able to really sink in and focus on what you're doing. Especially now in the time of this virus, we're not talking with each other at massage tables because we want to be minimizing the amount of respiratory droplets we're creating when we're in close proximity. We also don't want to do that with our homework. You know, it's going to be maybe a family member or a partner or, you know, somebody here that you're working with. But when you're in the practice room here doing homework, just observing the same things you're doing in class and not talking. Assignments and papers, case studies, written things, take-home tests are all further ways for you to practice what you are learning. And rehearsing things. If you miss a written test because you have an emergency that day because you're sick, you'll go to the student service office and see Mark, and your written test will be in there waiting for you. You have 3 business days to take it. So just remembering, if you have a class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then you miss this class, you don't have 3 class days to make it up, right? You have 3 business days to make it up, right? Which means that you better do it on Wednesday when you're here next and not wait. If you miss that and the 3 days passes and you didn't realize it, does the test disappear never to be seen again? No, then it goes to my office and then you have to fill out a form to request to take it after the deadline. And then I kindly tell you to remember the deadline next time, right? And then you do, of course, because you're very responsible, yeah.
So what if you are stuck in a situation, like I have 3 kids, and let's say one of their cohorts gets quarantined, which means I have to quarantine.
Oh, right, I messed up. Thanks. Hold on. 3 business days from the day you get back to school. Thank you. Good clarification. My brain's a little tired. We don't usually talk quite this much, Eric and I, on this day. 3 business days from the day you get back to school. So you were gone this day because your car broke down. But you came back Wednesday, so 3 business days is Friday. Thank you for clarifying. I'm sorry, that was wrong.
Is there a fee for makeup tests?
Yes, same as the missed class turning in a makeup assignment fee, which again can be waived by filling out the appeal for fee waiver. I was gone on Monday because I had a flat tire. Here's the receipt from the tire company where I got my tire repaired. Sure, no charge, right? We won't charge you for that. If you miss a practical test, practical meaning massage, then you need to arrange to make it up with your instructor. Keeping in mind that the instructor is teaching other classes and probably has a private practice or another job. So they may be able to do that right away. They may need to schedule that with you, which means you want to connect with them right away. Tell them, sorry I missed the test on Monday, but I'm back Wednesday. And let me know when we can make it up. There's also a fee for that, but you're only gonna pay one fee. So if you miss a practical and written in one day and you make up both of them, it's not like 2 fees, and then you turn in the makeup assignment, it's not 3 fees. That class day has 1 fee, okay? But you do wanna do the appeal for fee waiver within the 2 weeks to make sure, just a second, to make sure that you get that taken care of, because it's easy to forget. And then a month later, you're like, $100? What do I owe $100 for, right? Yes.
So precisely two weeks before the missed date, you need the appeal in?
Not before it, within 2 weeks from the day you miss. So, I mean, if you're gonna go ahead of time, you know that, you can do it ahead of time, but you definitely have to do it within 2 weeks of the day itself. So. Please resist the urge to come in at the end of the term and go, I know I missed a bunch of days and I need to turn stuff in. I need to do a fee waiver for all of the days I missed. I'll be like, no. So just keep track of them, do them as you go. It makes it a lot easier for everybody, okay? And then also you can be, again, keeping track of where you're at and what you need to take care of. Let's see. So we talked about the way grades are calculated. That's in your syllabus. What you're expected to do, how you're graded, and each of us is responsible for completing our own requirements for the classes we're in, right? And if something's not clear when you're reading it, which there are a couple things in some of the syllabi that you're like, wait, what forms do I do? Talk to your teacher, kind of get them laid out in front of you so that you know what to do. If you want, if you have a question about what is my grade, how am I doing, which happens a lot in kinesiology especially, like people come in and they're like really upset and they think they're failing, and then I tell them, well, you're getting 93%. It's like, really? Yeah, you're doing great. Keep up the good work, right? Or some people think, I should be doing better. Well, how much better can you do than getting an A? Like, how much better do you want to be doing? So it's good to check, because sometimes you think, like, I really don't think I'm in the right place, and then you're actually doing way better than you thought. So if you're worried about your grade, check with your teacher, come check with me, and we'll talk about it. And I'll reassure you that you're doing amazing and to keep up the good work, okay? But if something is happening with your grade and you do the first couple of tests and you're like, this is not working, right? Please come talk to me sooner rather than later. We can have you take tests in the testing room that's outside of class, maybe. Maybe you're just like, everybody's turning in their papers and there's all this shuffling and I'm like trying to answer question number 5 and I can't even think because I'm so worried that people are getting done before me. And what do we know about the brain? Is that when we're anxious, we stop being able to think logically. So we can't find the answer anymore because we're so anxious about the other stuff, right? So let's figure out a way to help you show what you know. We want you to be able to show what you know on a test. It's not about completing it, it's about demonstrating your knowledge. Ultimately, the point of this program is to prepare you to take the licensing exam. We don't really care, you know, exactly what every grade is. You have to pass the class, but ultimately your point in being here is to go take the licensing exam and pass it and be a successful massage therapist. So you want to be knowing the information, and we want you to be knowing the information. And I want you to be able to show what you know. And if that means I read the test to you and you tell me the answer, then that's what it means, right? We'll figure out what we have to do to help you. At the end of the term, final grades are submitted to the registrar. You'll get a report mailed to your home. If you have incomplete work, missed practical quizzes, missed written quizzes, you'll be hearing from me. But please, please do your very best to keep track of those and do them as you go. Between the terms, we have about 4 or 5 business days this time, which is like not enough time to make up 6 makeup assignments and 2 practical quizzes, right? And you have to have those done and have passed the classes to go on to the next term. So please keep up with things. If you feel like as you're going along, something's going on with your grade that isn't like reflecting what's going on, check in with me and let's see what's going on. And then in the student handbook that was emailed to you in a PDF form, you'll see guidance about non-academic expectations, no drugs or alcohol. When you're here, don't be under the influence of anything. Don't be under the influence of anything when you're doing homework or when you're going to massage trays. Be honest about tests. Be responsive to emails when you're receiving emails from me, from Mark, from financial aid, from anyone. And then be wearing clothing that covers your chest, covers your gluteal cleft, covers your abdomen. Be wearing clothing that isn't terrifying to someone. Be wearing masks that don't have graphic pictures on them, okay? So that we're, again, beginning to work on presenting a professional image to others. We have to wear shoes, and if you're, you know, in a classroom, it's good to be wearing socks at least, you know, but in the summer we don't wear socks. The only time we're not having shoes on our feet is when we're on a massage table. So we're not walking around classrooms or the hallways with no shoes on. That's just really important for sanitation.
And Tina's at close toe, or does it matter?
So I don't think it is, and I don't always wear closed-toed shoes, but if you're not wearing closed-toed shoes, be thinking again about how someone perceives you and your hygiene. And if you haven't trimmed your nails in like 7 months and some of them are broken and like have ragged edges and, you know, you just did some gardening last night, you didn't have time to shower, don't wear open-toed shoes, don't wear sandals, right? Because when someone looks at that, regardless of who you are, you're probably a very lovely person because you were gardening, right? Of course you're lovely. But when I see that, I'm like, they didn't wash their hands and trim their nails, did they? I mean, they didn't wash their feet and trim their nails. Did they wash their hands? Did they wash their, I don't really know. Is that shirt the same one that, I wonder if they did laundry. Like, it's not that people are judging you, but again, it's how do we present ourselves? When you look at me, we all, our brains do that whether we like it or not. Image of the person, it's like the Terminator vision, right? You have all those little words, right? So just thinking of that, when we're putting on those open-toed sandals, it's like, ah, looks pretty good. Or, ah, oh my gosh, maybe today I'll wear my other shoes, right? Okay? And then personal grooming, again, odor neutral is our goal. So remembering to be aware of your own scents. Masks are so awesome. You don't have to floss, and mostly you can't really smell anything. It's so great. That's like minus one thing you have to worry about. But you do have to worry about other odor neutral things. Like maybe you bring a deodorant to put on while you're in class because it's really hot and you rode your bike here and you might need to reapply it. Maybe you need to shower a little more often. Maybe you need to bring a couple shirts to like put on a fresh shirt after a while because you know that, you know, that's gonna happen for you. Short fingernails. Mine are actually really too long. I need to trim them and file them, but really short. And my hair is up. When we do a massage, we don't wanna come in for a massage stroke and have our hair be like rubbing on the person, right? It's like, what's that? What's she doing, right? We don't want any question about our intentions here, so make sure our hair is up. Not only to be professional about a massage, but also so we're not constantly doing this, right? I want to be able to do all the massage strokes without it getting in my eyes, without it getting in my face, and without me having to touch my face or my hair, okay? And clean hair. Again, it's about that, you know, perception, right? If someone looks at me and it's like stringy and kind of hanging down and all, if I am not taking care of that, you know, what is the perception about what else I'm taking care of and not taking care of? And professional conduct in general. It's in the student handbook, just really treating each other with respect. How we speak to each other, how we treat each other, how we welcome each other here at school. If there's any problems with that, we do have a non-academic probate warning and probation, and academic, depending on how things are going with grades. And we do use that, not as a, now you're really in trouble, Tina wrote you a letter, but more to really clarify in writing. Like, what do we see going on? What's the concern? What is the rule about this? And what are the expectations? How can this be remedied? So I don't come at people as if it's like a punishment. It's more like, let's sit down and talk and clarify this and figure out what's going on and how we can get to the professionalism place that we want people to be by the time they leave the program, okay? All right, that is all of my spiel for this time. Erica is going to finish up for you all with the last bit of that, and...
Tina, I had a question.
Yeah.
So if you bomb a quiz or a test, can you retake it up to like 80% or anything like that?
No, you cannot. But you can learn ways of taking it and work on ways of taking it to not do that for the rest of them. And then if you don't hit the 75% mark, but you're like at 73%, thank you. Sometimes, thank you, you're ahead of the game. We do have some things we'll offer to folks to try to remedy that, okay? So if you bomb one quiz and you think, okay, that's it, I might as well give up now, please don't. Come talk to me and we'll talk about ways that we can work around that. It does sometimes happen, okay? All right. Thank you all. I will not see you again for this particular orientation, but I'll be seeing you around, and you're all welcome to come in and see me.